This is Ad Absurdum by Pass the Salt, BBC Merlin fanfic. It is rated for general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Gawain / Merlin / Arthur Pendragon. Tags include Fluff, Arthur Pendragon has magic, Leon the Long-Suffering. Summary: it isn't every day you find out the Crown Prince of Camelot has magic. People usually assumed knights lacked intelligence and observational powers. Normally, Leon resented these implications. Just because he was a knight, it didn't mean he lacked a brain. Even he had to admit, however, that it came in handy sometimes. For one, it meant he had plausible deniability. If anyone would ask him if he'd seen who had performed magic that day, he could answer, no. And no one would be any wiser. Well, no one except him. Honestly, while they'd long since known about the relationship between Merlin and Arthur, if they thought he was blind, he wouldn't be surprised. And Gawain pining after both of them had been resolved easily enough, once the three of them had been forced to admit their feelings. Well, he'd known, but he'd never suspected it would have ever led to this. The magic wasn't even the surprising part. Merlin wasn't nearly as subtle as he thought he was, but Leon would never let on what he knew, and neither would the other knights. They all liked him far too much for that. Besides, someone needed to knock Arthur down a peg occasionally, and no one was as good at that as Merlin. No, the actual surprise was that, quite by accident, Arthur had performed magic. "What just happened?" Arthur demanded. None of the knights dared to meet his eyes. Merlin was far too stunned to speak, so he didn't reply either, just stared at the now slightly charred bush in front of them. Arthur, unsurprisingly, wasn't happy about this. "Well," he added impatiently, "anyone? Or have you all lost your tongues?" Leon decided to take the plunge. He cleared his throat. "Well, sire, it would appear that this bush caught on fire, seemingly out of nowhere." "Thank you, Leon," Arthur said, rolling his eyes. "I hadn't noticed that myself." Leon shrugged. "You did ask, sire. I can't say I saw anything else." For a moment, it seemed as if Arthur was about to reprimand him for his insolence, but after a few moments, the prince merely shook his head and sighed. "Is there anyone who did see what might have caused it?" Merlin, who seemed to have finally recovered from his speechlessness, opened his mouth, then decided against it. "Out with it, Merlin," Arthur said, annoyed. Merlin froze for the second time that day, almost as if he was hoping Arthur would forget about it. Unfortunately for him, it wasn't to be. Merlin mumbled something, so softly the others wouldn't have known he was speaking at all, if it hadn't been for the movement of his lips. "Speak up, Merlin, we haven't got all day." Merlin winced slightly, then said, "I believe it caught on fire magically, sire." That threw Arthur off. Merlin almost never said sire unless he was being sarcastic, but his tone had been nowhere near sarcasm. Gawain, who had been silent so far, spoke up. "I think he's right, Arthur. And I also think I know who caused it." Arthur turned around to face Gawain. "Who?" Looking a lot braver than he actually felt, but determined not to panic, Gawain's eyes met Arthur's and he replied, "You did. You were the one who set the bush on fire." Arthur's eyes blazed with rage, and perhaps something else as well, because the next moment Gawain was flying through the air, and after a few seconds, he hit a tree and fell to the ground. Despite the pain, Gawain burst out laughing. Soon after, the rest of the knights joined in. Even Merlin couldn't contain himself. Arthur mostly looked like he couldn't believe it, and in all fairness, no one else would have ever suspected it either. Then, after the laughter subsided, he pinched his nose and said, softly but strong enough for everyone to hear him, "He's going to kill me for this." "Not if we don't tell him," Merlin piped up. "It's worked very well for me so far." Arthur merely stared at Merlin, too shocked by the revelation on top of everything else to do anything else. Somehow, that was all they said about it that day. All the knights had wordlessly agreed not to speak about it, and Arthur, not wanting to dwell on it, had continued their mission as if nothing had happened. Not that anyone minded, really. No one knew what to think or even say. They'd figure it out. Merlin was right, Leon supposed. Sure, he might have noticed the magic. Merlin had, at one point, literally confessed to Uther's face, and somehow had managed to make it out unscathed. He wouldn't forget that story anytime soon. Merlin had taken to teaching Arthur magic, and once the prince had gotten over being taught something by Merlin, of all people, the lessons had been going rather well. It didn't change much about either of their routines, so it didn't raise any suspicions. Besides, if anyone ever asked him, or for that matter, any of the other knights, about it, he would just answer no, and that would be that. Knights lacked intelligence and observational powers, after all.